The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Here we come with another Refreshment Club program to start the new week. And a busy week this is likely to be, too, with all the demands of the holiday season. But remember, you can always be sure of offering welcome refreshment if you keep a few bottles of ice-cold Coca-Cola in your refrigerator. The Refreshment Club will please come to order. We start with a roll call. Clark Dennis.
Yes, indeed.
Helen Jane Belkey.
I'm here.
Joan and the Escort.
Yes.
Walter Blaufus.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All here, Don. The meeting is yours.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Ah, good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. All right, Walter Blossus and the boys swing to the first call for refreshment. You can tell she comes from Dixie. Clark Dennis, our Freshman Club Romeo. How are you, Clark?
Hello, Don. I'm all right.
What do you got to say?
Well, today's the day, isn't it? You going to help me out?
Oh, yes. In case you've forgotten over the weekend, Refreshment Clubbers, today's the day that I promised to help Clark Dennis with his soliloquy from Hamlet. You know, Clark is appearing in a Shakespearean play in the name role of Hamlet. He hopes that Helen Jane's boyfriend doesn't beat him to it. And that comes off New Year's, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
But we've got to get that soliloquy down, or the other guy will beat him out. All right, let's try it, Clark. Start at the beginning, huh?
At the beginning.
Yeah, all right.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Now, quiet, you fellas. Now, he's doing all right. He's doing all right. Try it again. Don't mind him.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of trouble.
Here. Let him go on now. Suppose he were up on the stage and that happened. What's the guy going to do?
If these mugs in the band will keep still for a minute.
Now, you're on Shakespeare. Lay off the mugs.
Try Where shall I start now?
Let's start to die to sleep right there.
And by opposing end then. Okay, period. To die to sleep. I like that sleeping business.
Don't ad-lib here. Just Shakespeare did all right with it.
All right.
Like he did it.
To die to sleep. No more. And by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that the flesh is heir to. Period.
Don't mind the punctuation. Just go on.
'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished.
Well, I didn't think you could over that. And I tried to... Try it again.
'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. Yeah. To die, to sleep. To sleep. Perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub.
That's fine, Clark. That's well. Just a couple little things in here. Let me give you an idea, would you?
I don't know what's so funny. Why didn't you help me?
Well, there's nothing so funny, but just an idea. Now, you got to get a little dramatic in here, see?
Right.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
All right, here. I want... Here, no criticism here, please. All right, now you try it. Just like I did it, Clark.
To be or not to be.
All right. All right. We'll take it up again tomorrow.
That's a good idea.
Huh? I don't know. I wish they'd have done some other play out there. This deep stuff here for a guy that's trying to get along. Well, you're doing all right, though. I like the way you did that there the last time.
Thank
you. If it weren't for that frog in your throat, you'd been all right. All right, what are you going to sing today, Clark?
The night is young and you're so beautiful.
Ah, you've got something there.
The night is young and you're so beautiful. Here among the shadows, beautiful lady, open your heart. The scene is set, the breezes sing of it. Can't you get into the swing of it, lady? When do we start? When the lady is kissed above and the evening is cool, any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. The moon is high and you're so glamorous, and if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you. Glamorous, and if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you.
Say, Walter, come over here a second, will you? I see this next number is called Over a Bowl of Sukiyaki. I imagine you selected this number yourself, didn't you, Walter?
I did, Don.
Because I know you're crazy about, all food, of course, but you like Chinese and Japanese food, too, don't you?
Very, very much.
What's that Chinese dish you were telling me about the other day?
Well, that's in my inside coat pocket. I haven't got it here.
Oh, gosh, he even carries recipes with him. What,
and I can't do very much, I suppose, without television. Is that?
Yeah. translated, do you know what that means, Walter? It's all written in Chinese, isn't it?
Yes.
How does it taste?
Just like all good Chinese food.
Very good,
very
huh?
Very good.
All right, thank you, Walter. You know, Diamond Jim Brady was noted for his appetite, but Walter Blaufuss could have made him look like he was on a diet. Walter, personally, and all alone, eats enough to keep two farms going in Iowa. You know, I had dinner with Walter last week, and he ate for 2 hours, see? And he only quit then because his arms got tired. And last summer, he was making a trip through Asia, and one day he ate his dinner in China, and the next day they had a famine. And later that same summer, I went to a baseball game, and I tried to buy a hot dog, but they were all sold out. That's how I knew Walter was there. Boy, he's really the answer to a concessionaire's prayer. Unless he works for the concessionaire, of course. He did once, and he not only ate up all the profits, but also the investment. All right, but I want to be fair to Walter. He does eat a very light lunch, just a ham sandwich. Ham that weighs about 15 pounds. All right, a bowl of sukiyaki, if you please.
Thank you.
sounds very Japanesey, Walter. That was a bowl of sukiyaki, spelled B-L-A-U-F-U-F-F. A lot of people have asked me how to spell your name, Walter. That's Blaufus. B-L-A-U-F-U-F-F. Blau is in... And you blow out there, and fuss is in preparing dinner. Blau fuss. All right, now, Joan and the escort are here with us today, looking very coy and unusual. Joan, especially, with that high turban hat on. How are you today, Joan?
Fine, thank you, Don.
How are you, escort?
Fine,
well,
Don.
Well, then. Fine. What are you going to sing?
Better get off your high horse.
The Modern Pony Boy song. Okay.
Horses, 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 crazy over horses, horses, horses. But it's time that you are deciding to get off the one you're riding.
Tell me, what do you mean?
You better get off your high horse. Oh, baby, you're riding kinda high tonight. I'm confessing that I'm worried.
I know that I rate a high horse.
But oh, 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 baby, the way you're treating me now, you know is not right. No, no, no.
You're beautiful.
And you show it.
Wonderful.
And you know it.
Maybe that's why I abuse you.
I had better love you or I'm gonna lose you.
Better get off your high horse. Oh, baby.
I promise to be nice.
And I'll be nice to you.
High class.
Yes, ma'am.
My class.
Yes, ma'am.
But you're not doing me any good.
Now listen here, my sweet stuff. I'm so.
But you're so cold.
Really, that's not nice. Here's some good advice.
You know, Joan, say, listen, fella, just hold the music until we get this thing straightened out, Miss Joan. You know, we'll never get anywhere, Joan, until you get off that high horse of yours.
High horse?
Yes, high horse.
Why, your horse sense would tell you you've got me all wrong.
Hmm.
As long as we're on the subject of horses, I think there's too much horseplay in this organization.
Don't talk so loudly, Joan. Oh, you'll become a little horse.
A little horse? Uh-huh. Nay, nay.
Hey, hey, get off your high horse. Whoa, ho, 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 baby. You're riding kind of high tonight. Do you know it?
I know that I rate a high horse, and oh, baby, I think I'm treating you all right. You can't deny it.
Beautiful.
And you're alarming.
Wonderful.
Oh, you're so charming.
Maybe that's why you abuse me. Come on and love me or you're gonna lose me.
I'll get off my high horse.
When we'll get off of our high horse.
Whoa, whoa, baby.
Whoa, whoa, maybe. Maybe, baby, you'll be nice to me. Who knows? Whoa, whoa, baby, tonight.
Yes, sir. Joan, the escorts really know all about horses, too. Of course, Cliff is a friend of the mayor's. Now, it's waltz time on the Refreshment Club for a lovely lady. Here you are. Lovely lady. Well, lovely lady, I hope that waltz appealed to you today, just as we hope that our daily meetings of the Refreshment Club entertain you.
And when you entertain, we hope that you have plenty of ice-cold bottles of Coca-Cola on hand. Hospitality, you know, is enjoyed so much more by guests and hostess alike if it is managed easily and quickly. And what could be less trouble than opening a few frosty bottles of delicious Coca-Cola? Serve Coca-Cola with salted almonds or peanuts, with popcorn or with fruitcake and other holiday delights. It's the refreshing thing to do. Coca-Cola comes conveniently in a handy carton of six bottles. to get one or several today. They're easy to carry, as easy as anything you buy at your favorite store.
Thank you, Bob Denton. That completes the story. Except when you were talking about food there, it reminded me I have a friend here who might give you a little advice, you who are listening in, about what to do with those leftovers that you still might possibly have from Christmas. I suppose you've disposed of the turkey by now, but you never know. So I'd like to introduce a friend of our most famous eater here, Walter Blaufus. I now introduce Maurice Lafouille, the famous French chef, who will give you recipes for using what's left of the turkey. This is really me in dialect, but don't tell anybody.
I won't have to.
Yeah. I give you Chef Lafouille.
How's the turkey? What a wonderful insect he are. After the Christmas dinner, pardon me, I can't read script very well. After the Christmas dinner, you will have parts of the turkey on your hands, on your face, and on the breast and elsewhere, that's fine.
Well, so what?
Yeah. For the next day, remove the turkey from the chassis and turn the chassis in on a new one for next year. Put the meat in a bowl, add 2 cups of something and a teaspoon of something else, and that is turkey a la king.
Heaven save the king.
Yes.
Chef, tell them about your idea of wrapping up the leftover giblets in cellophane.
Oh, yes, those with the man who wrote the comic operas.
Who's that?
Giblet and cellophane. Oh, no, Gilbert and Sullivan.
That'll do, Lafouille. That's about enough. Instead, let's hear Helen Janey singing That's What You Meanie to Me.
What lullabies me to a mother when baby climbs upon her knee? What sweethearts mean to one another, darling, that's what you mean to me. Oh, sweetheart, I try to confess it, just how I feel about you. These tender phrases express it, every word I'm saying is true. What morning dew means to the flower, what honey means to every bee, what moments mean to precious hours, darling, that's what you mean to me. What moonlight means to every lover, what words mean to a melody. Look in my eyes and you'll discover, darling, just what you mean to me. What a lighthouse means to a ship at sea when it's lost and tossed on the shore. That's exactly what you mean to me, only a million times more. What lullabies mean to a mother when baby climbs upon her knee? What sweethearts mean to one another, darling, that's what you mean to me. Oh, that's what you
It's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with the old refrain. One of our refreshment clubbers, Frank G. Reinhardt, Jr., who lives in Baltimore, Maryland, sent us a grand poem to read during memory time. We always like to receive these poems, too. One day on the seashore, a little thought came to him, and he wrote it down. Here it is. I wonder where those waves begin. They roll in, seem never to stop, endlessly pounding shoreline thin and always riding right on top. 'Tis thus in life's constant battle. No matter how bravely we fight, with all the noise and the prattle, troubles, like waves, come with great might. And just when we think our task is through and happy we feel we should be, another wave. Trouble is due to fight until eternity. His will, however, must be done. At last a fight, we can no more. We go as does the setting sun and leave the waves along the shore. Very, very nice. Walter, by the way, I have another little poem here in a different vein that was sent in by one of our listeners who likes to hear you laugh in the background. Walter has a loud chuckle, you know, that you can hear every so often. There it is now, a little sample for you. And here's an ode to Walter's laugh. It says, I don't ask for much in this world. I would even take less than half. But many times before I die, let me hear Walter Blouse's laugh. His laugh has been likened to many things by those who can stand the gaff. But if I had my choice of all guffaws, I'd take Walter Blouse's laugh. Don, don't say quiet, please, when Walter wheezes his mirth. Just say encore and take it for what it's worth. I'd like to have a record on the phonograph of that wild, uproarious Blouse's laugh. There you go. There's a laugh that you can't resist. All right, Walter, just quiet the laugh and get the boys going now on one of your little novelty numbers. It's the little clock on the mantle, and you can hear it ticking. The little old clock on the mantle. The celeste played by Walter Blouse. The clock effects done by Ralph Smith and all the rest of the boys. The cuckoos came to you through the courtesy of Helen Jane Cuckoo. Belkin.
Oh. No,
just leave it play where it was. All right. Helen Jane is going to stand by along with Joan now and the rest of us while we listen to Ted Floyd and Cliff, the escort, going to tell us all about Piccolo Pete.
Come on, people, get around and listen to the story of Piccolo Pete. He plays the piccolo so pretty that the people follow him out in the street. He learned his music from the birds and bees, mid the flowers and trees. That's why he knows so many melodies, melodies that will please. Did you ever hear Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet and piccolo? No. Well, he missed a lot, for he certainly got style that's hotter than hot. Bum, bum, did you ever hear Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet and piccolo? No. Well, he missed a tweet, for his melody sweet are the kind that should be beat. He can pick a high note. He can pick a low note. He can pick a blue note. He can pick a note that's a brand new note. Did you ever hear Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet and piccolo? No. Well, I put you wise, he's a bird in disguise, a bird called Piccolo Pete.
Now, I don't claim to be Piccolo Pete, but I can play a piccolo, hot or sweet. Now, I'll need a little rhythm to help me along, so if you supply the rhythm, we'll continue this song.
Well, my name's Pete, but I can't toot on an old ocarina or a little tin flute. So if you'll try to play like Piccolo Pete, well, I'll do a dance, and I won't use my feet.
Well, I can imagine how this is going to sound, but I'd love to get a laugh, so I'm going to stick around. Doug, you start him in the key of C. If it isn't very good, just leave the rest to me.
My name's Floyd, and I'm here to say that our listeners are annoyed by the way you play. So let's forget about your musical tricks and end this song with a few hot licks.
From the Gold Diggers of 1937, Skiddy Wee bring you Last Call for Refreshment. All fair in love and war in the Refreshment Club. This is the Refreshment Club for today. Be with us again tomorrow at this same time. You'll hear Helen Jane Belke, Clark Dennis. Bill Krenz has one of his grand specialties at the piano. The Refreshment Club Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blaupus. And this is Don McNeil bidding you so long until then. And meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause a pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.